Alora Fergus today asked candidates in the upcoming municipal election to tell us a little bit about themselves and their platform. Name: Brock Aldersley. Occupation: I currently work for a local retail business in operations and purchasing. I also own a local hair salon with my husband. How long have you lived in Centre Wellington? I have lived in CW since childhood. Do you reside in the ward you are running in?
Yes, I do reside in Ward 4.
Why are you running in this election?
I have always been fascinated with politics, and local politics has the most effect on mine, my friends and family's lives. Our region has been maintaining the status quo for a while, and I feel like now is the time to do my part for our community and offer a new perspective for our regional council.
What qualifies you to represent your ward?
I live my life in Ward 4, and the future of this region is linked to mine and my family's future in every way. My husband, daughter and I live, work, own a business and go to school in Ward 4. We want to continue this for years to come.
Why should people vote for you?
I am invested in this community, and I want to see our region continue to be a fantastic place to live. I am ready and willing to listen and have real conversations with everyone. These last few years have really affected us all in many ways, and I understand that everyone is feeling and experiencing life a little differently. I look forward to meeting anyone who wants to chat and learning how I can help everyone enjoy and continue to enjoy living in Ward 4 in Centre Wellington.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward?
The main issues facing Ward 4 are similar to a lot of regions right now. These issues include attainable housing, traffic flow and safety, aging infrastructure, rebuilding and enhancing the sense of community of our neighbors, and business growth.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Centre Wellington on a broader scale?
Certainly, all of the issues mentioned above, as well as ensuring we limit our region spread into our surrounding farmlands and work collectively to find solutions for our growing community in a healthy and sustainable way.
What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Centre Wellington?
I want to see Centre Wellington making proactive changes as we plan for the future. If we want our community to continue to grow, we need to ensure that generations of all ages want to and are able to live and work here and make Centre Wellington their home. I would also like to see more community spaces and/or improvements to our current spaces. As we grow, we need to ensure our green spaces, parks, trails and rec centers can keep up.
What services need to be improved in Centre Wellington?
There is always need for improvement. I would like to see us come together and work on traffic flow and infrastructure. We have seen significant growth in our region in the last few years, and as I am sure you have noticed, it now takes quite some time to cross our small town. We must accept that this is our new reality and work together on realistic solutions.
Is Centre Wellington growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough?
Centre Wellington is growing at a fine pace. However, I feel we are focusing the growth in million-dollar homes. To ensure we are an inclusive region and to ensure that our friends, family, and neighbors who call CW home can continue to do so, we need to diversify our housing options. As mentioned above, we need to understand that more people means more traffic, and we need to plan accordingly.
What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing?
We need to entice and approve different types of housing. We need to increase our overall housing supply. This will require new types of buildings in our region, including building up, and not just for luxury condos. With a proper mix of housing options, we can continue to build a more inclusive and complete Centre Wellington.
Do you support building a new $27 million operation center?
Based on my current knowledge of this decision, yes, I do. This new building is in line with my stance on ensuring we are keeping our services up with our growth. We cannot always be reacting to our growth. It is time to make decisions and plan for the future instead of reacting to the past.
How do we make Centre Wellington an even better place to live?
By planning for the future of our community and the families and people who will make it.
Continue to ensure we have housing options for everyone, places for communities to gather and build relationships, and by electing a council that represents Centre Wellington as it is today.
Any link to an election website or social media account: www.votebrick.ca/https://www.facebook.com/brockaldersleyward4.